Of course, it's time for our regular cars segment with Juliet Maguire, who has been motoring around in the Mahindra. Hi, Juliet.
Hi, Mel. How are you? So funny. I just heard the Haval ad. I'm actually on a Haval A2 launch in Amanas. That was pretty fitting.
We did that just for you. That's how we do it here at Cape Talk.
I'm so glad. But you're right. I have been driving the Mahindra XUV300. Now, I have been known to not be a huge fan of Mahindra. In fact, the last time I spoke about the KUV100 NXT, I said it was the worst car I'd driven all year. Needless to say, Mahindra were not thrilled with me, but I have to stick to my guns. This is what I do. I'm not here for the manufacturers. I'm here, you know, to give honest reviews and feedback. Yeah. But so now I drove the XUV300, and I'm so glad that I did, because it has turned things around for me a bit.
And the XUV, it's like a compact SUV, basically,
correct.
Isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. It's sort of it's a rival to the new Volkswagen T-Cross and Hyundai Venue and the Citroen C3 Aircross. It's got quite a tough crowd, but it looks pretty good. In fact, I was quite surprised by what it looked like, and it doesn't sort of stand out like an ugly duckling amongst its rivals, which I'm really glad. It's also very spacious inside, especially the rear passenger seats. The legroom is amazing. Feels a bit bigger than its rivals. The only thing that sucks, though, is its boot. It's really small. It's about 100 liters smaller than its rivals. So that's sort of a negative. But it is jam-packed with features. I had the top-of-the-range W8 model. It has a 1.5-liter turbo diesel engine. Very punchy, very smooth. It's a bit grumbly when you start it up, but once you're sort of on the highway, it's great. And the other problem, that I had with most of the Mahindras that I've driven is a stop-start system. I hate that sort of, like, anyway, to be fair, on all manufacturers. But this one is a little bit intrusive, but thankfully you can turn it off. So you just have to do that every time you get in the car, which is a bit of a pain. But look, it's 325,000 rand, just under 325,000 rand, which is quite a bit cheaper than its rivals, which has been my issue with Mahindra. I felt they needed to come in a little bit under, and this one has.
And who's it kind of targeted at?
It's targeted at young families, pretty much. Like, if you sort of on a one child.
So the boot space doesn't make sense then.
No, that's the problem. So you're going to have to take your. I don't think it. Well, it's certainly not going to fit a pram in there. I don't think you have to put one of the seats down. Maybe, unless you've got a smaller pram. But I suppose even a young single like myself, my husband and I would happily drive this every day. We don't have kids, and so it's more than spacious enough for us, which I like really enjoyed compared to some of its rivals. Would I recommend it? Look, I think if you've test-driven it and you love it and you don't have a load of stuff that needs to boot, then I would actually happily say might very much love and, you know, love driving it every day. And so I'm so glad that Mahindra's doing it better. I mean, so CarMag.co.za just did a review on the recently launched Mahindra pickup S11 automatic, which I wasn't on the launch for, and their review is also really positive. So Mahindra is heading in the right direction. So I'm so glad.
You say that it's got nice features and whatever. For me, it's the bells and whistles that kind of push me one way or the other. So what are some of those big features?
So you've got, it's got a touchscreen entertainment system with the Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. It's got two USB ports. This top of the range has got a sunroof. It's even got a sensor that will tell you that the spare tire needs air, which I think is really good to have. I don't know many cars that's in this sort of range, price range, that do that, which I think is very nice to have. It's a very nice to have. And this model's got 7 airbags. People are often about thinking Mahindra's not safe. It's got a lot of safety features as well.
And it's very popular in India. So it compares well. Like, I've got a Tiguan. It compares well to that kind of car.
Yeah, it's smaller than that. So the T-Cross, which just sits under the Tiguan, it's that sort of competitor. The Tiguan is just a little bit above that, a bit bigger and obviously more expensive. So it's just underneath that.
Okay. Sounds like a great option for many young parents. Juliet Maguire, thank you so much. Juliet Maguire, of course, in her regular car slot. She'll be back with John again next week.